Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Julie Kim with One Harmonic Whole. Back for another message. It's our Friday.
Yay! Friday.
Right? For those who work Monday through Friday work weeks. For you that work the weekends, yay, it's the start of your work week. Or your weekend.
You don't care. Yay, it's another day.
Exactly. Yep. So Jill and I both have recognized today that we were in a time collapse energy. It's where you were, you're present, and then it's like you're gone. I don't even want to word that you not use the word disconnected, but you're gone, and then it's like you come back, you're like, wait, where did time go? Wait, when did this happen? Wait, like, huh? It's one of those days.
It is. It is. It's yeah, the collapse is the word that came to me, and it was like my experience this morning was basically you have mind, body, spirit aspect of ourselves. It was like I collapsed the mind and the body, and I was completely in that spirit for a short time. For a short time frame, I was not aware of time at all while it was happening. And what brought me back was the fact that there was this timing that I was following for a meditation, and I was off by like 5 rounds of this timing, which I've never, gotten, say, out of sync by five. It happens where you get out of sync a little bit. And I just was like, it was so funny. I was like totally entertained by it because my experience was like these 5 rounds had just completely disappeared. The time, my mind being aware of them, my body being there, none of it. Complete, like I had collapsed all of it, gone completely into spirit for a short time, and for 5 rounds of this, that was maybe, I don't know, maybe a minute, and then back. And I was so entertained. I was like, where did I go?
A lot of people want to know that answer when something happens. They're like, where did it go? What did I do? Was I astral traveling? Like, why? They want to know the why. They want to know the where. Sometimes it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. The fact that you actually tuned in or you were able to go to that space where you can release the concept of time, which in the spiritual realm, the etheric realm, there is no belief system of time. The time, the clocks, the ticking exists here on Earth.
Yeah, it was. I used to want to know the answer to why. This time, my inquisitiveness about it was just pure curiosity. I really didn't care. I was just like so enamored by the experience that it had happened. I was like, wow. Kind of more along the lines of, I'd like to do that again, but also at the same time, trying to not get attached to it, like trying to make it happen. Yeah. Like,
That's where it gets tippy. That goes over off the balance. And instead of it allowing it to naturally flow, it just naturally went there. And you're like, whoa, I can actually do that. I can actually release my mind and my body and actually tap in.
And I've been practicing this meditation practice. I've been doing it for quite a while, and a big piece of it for me, Kim, has been to release I would say release the body, but it's been more to release my judgments and reactions to my body. It's like, okay, so this part of, whatever. Sitting in a meditative position, sometimes, randomly your knee starts to ache for some reason. You don't know why, but the left knee is suddenly aching, and it'll pull your attention away from your meditation. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wasn't necessarily in it with the intention of collapsing my awareness of my entire body, but I was with the intention of, say, collapsing the awareness of that left knee aching. Like, it's aching. Okay, it's aching. Like, don't need to do anything about that. Don't need to pay it any attention, and then like pull my attention back to the meditative space, which also wasn't a mind space. It's that spirit, that non-physical space. And that's what was so fascinating. I was like, I did it, but I didn't try. I just showed up and kept practicing, and then it like spontaneously showed up.
Now, I got like my eyes are getting teary, but not like cry teary, not sad, just all of a sudden teary. Like, interesting.
Interesting.
Like, out of the blue. that's very interesting too. Because I, as I was listening to you, I was in with your, I was in with your energy, I was in with your essence as you were talking. And I wasn't envisioning. Sometimes I can get the vision. So same with you, Jill. Get the visions or an image that's coming through as that experience. And I wasn't getting that. I was just more like, okay, yep, the knee. Okay. And I'm listening and paying attention to what you're saying. And then it just like tears came up. There's no pain. There's no sadness with it. There's no happy with it. It's just the tears came out and they just flowed. That's also what can happen when you take a release. When you release from that mind and that body. You're just going to sit around.
Yeah, it is a release. And we do need to release ourselves sometimes. And Kim, you had a release that happened this morning, but it was like not at all the kind of experience that I had, which is but it's very cool too, because it's a release.
Yep.
Do you want to share it?
Well, mine was, I was actually pouring my multivitamin. It's liquid. So every morning I get like a big cup, like a shot cup, but it's not shot cup. So I pour my vitamin in there, and then I take that and I pour that into my big bottle. Put my water in it, mix it. It's a process I do every single day. Almost like you get mundane, you get used to it. It's a practice, okay? So I've done it so many times. I don't spill, okay? You have it down pat. Next thing you know, I did it. I'm going to put my lid on, and I look down, and there is a blob of my vitamin on the counter, and it's running all the way down the dishwasher. And I thought, what the heck happened here? I did not remember any aspect of spilling this anywhere in the process at all. But it was there.
Yeah, because when you were pouring that. Yeah, when you were pouring that, you must have been in your spirit essence, right? You weren't in the mind and the body at that moment. You were in complete spirit essence, which you could be because you've done this so many times.
Yep. And it's the same thing sometimes when you're driving. You're in the moment. You've done this road, say, 50,000 times. You know the road. And you just start, your mind wanders.
Yeah.
And you're just all of a sudden, how did I get from here to there? Where did the time go in there? And it's like, how did I get here safely, for what? It doesn't matter. Today, you don't have to worry about the how. Or why? It's just acknowledge, like, wow, that was really cool. I was able to like just let go.
Yeah. So, for all of our listeners, we're going to encourage you, if you haven't had this collapsing of time or timelessness happen already, keep an eye out for it today. And Kim, I mean, when in your experience, you could have chosen like irritated, frustrated reaction if you would have wanted to, and instead you were like really entertained by it. Like, how did that? You were really curious. Like, how did that happen?
Years ago, I've probably been like, "What the?" and trying to gather up every single ounce of little vitamin that I spilled because that was expensive. And now I was like, "Huh? Well, that was interesting. How'd you manage to do that one?" Okay, just laughed at myself.
Okay. Yeah. And these timelessness things surface for you more than likely. And just set the intention too that they occur at times that are good for you, that are convenient.
Yes.
Yep. But they're entertaining. It's very playful. It's a very light energy. It's you know, I could feel the, in just reflecting on it, I could feel part of my mind trying really hard to understand it. And you kind of have to just coach your mind, like, you're not going to understand it, because the mind doesn't understand collapsing of time. The mind doesn't understand timelessness, because the mind is in time. And so I kind of had to, like, calm my mind down a little bit and go, it's okay, it's all right. It's just something we don't completely understand. And it's just like, it's mysterious in a very entertaining, curious, beautiful way. And the mind was like, oh, okay, I can accept that.
Ooh, I love this. Oh, okay, big end. Awesome.
And it's a Friday, so this is probably going to, you know, be a more than likely weekend. A little bit of a theme throughout the weekend, huh?
Yep.
How fun.
Ah. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill.
Yeah, thank you, Kim, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and until next time.